CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The White House says it's disappointed with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to cancel an Israeli delegation's visit to Washington. This after the U.S. did not veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all hostages. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby said the administration is perplexed.
This Saturday, enjoy the first ever Amory Price is Right event. Shop at local stores from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for a chance to win some amazing prizes, like an all-expense-paid trip and a free car. Visit Amory August 12th for a fun day of shopping, food trucks, and live music. Amory Price is Right. Shop big, win bigger.
Save big money on your next painting project with 11% off everything at Menards. Keep your home looking clean and beautiful with DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer from Dutch Boy with a washable and stain-resistant finish. Transforming your home is never been easier. Pick up a gallon of DuraClean interior paint starting at $22.95 after 11% off. Good through October 15th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber's mature. Some plan a harvest as a part of a management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster like a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call today at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We'll have the starting lineups for you in just a moment as we roll along in the on-deck show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday 9 to 5.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates. Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
.com code crew.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Brewers and Rockies getting set for the penultimate game of the Cactus League season. It's time for the starting lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. The Rockies 16-11-2 in Cactus League play this spring. They will lead off with the newly acquired Jake Cave in right field. Nolan Jones is the left fielder, batting second. Ilauris Montero is the designated hitter. He bats third today. Cleanup batter is the first baseman and the switch hitter, Michael Tolia, batting fifth. And doing the catching, the former Pirate, former Marlin, Jacob Stallings. Alan Trejo, the shortstop, bats sixth, batting seventh at second base. Adiel Amador, batting eighth. The third baseman, Julio Carreras. And batting ninth is the center fielder, Greg Jones. Again for the Rockies, Cave, Jones, Montero, Tolia, Stallings, Trejo, Amador, Carreras, and Jones. And Dakota Hudson does the pitching, as Jeff told you earlier, for the Rockies here this afternoon. The Brewers, 15-14-2. They are 8-1-1 over their last 10 games in the Cactus League. They lead off with Sal Frelick at third base. William Contreras does the catching, batting third in left field. Christian Yelich. Reese Hoskins bats cleanup at first base. Willy Adames, three home runs yesterday. He's the shortstop today, batting fifth. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Gary Sanchez. Jackson Churio is batting seventh in right field. Joey Ortiz plays second base today, bats eighth. And batting ninth is the center fielder, Carlos Rodriguez. Again for the Brewers, Frelick, Contreras, Yelich, Hoskins, Adames, Sanchez, Churio, Ortiz, and Rodriguez. And Colin Ray does the pitching here today for the crew. The umpires in this one on the bases, the crew chief, Jordan Baker, Chad Whitson, James Jean, and the home plate umpire is Tom Hanahan. Brewers and Rockies, we'll have the first pitch for you and other news and notes when we come back after this from American Family Fields of Phoenix on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. My kids are really excited about spring break, so I'm looking for a new Toyota to help make it amazing.
Now until April 1st is a great time for a new Toyota. Imagine you and the kids in a Tundra on your way
to the lake to go speedboating.
Woo-hoo! Or even taking a RAV4
to an animal sanctuary to pick goats.
Sounds like your kids aren't the only ones excited about spring break.
Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Menards is your destination for a huge selection of concrete landscaping blocks in stock. There's no limit to what you can create. Find edgers to accent your flower beds, retaining wall blocks to hold back soil, and pavers to build your dream patio. All ready to take home today. Plus, use our landscape design program to get fast, free estimates on your project. Hurry in. Edger blocks are on sale through March 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
Back with you as we wrap up the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Rockies getting ready for Cactus League play here this afternoon. Time for the keys to the game, presented by Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. And for the Brewers today, it's about getting through this healthy. This is really the last time that these regulars are going to be in the lineup before the Brewers take the field on Thursday in New York. So get through this one with everybody feeling good and ready to get on that plane tomorrow and head to New York City. Time for the injury report presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And along those lines, Garrett Mitchell dealing with a little bit of an issue on his hand-finger situation where he's been jammed. The Brewers were going to evaluate him further today. The hope is that he'll be ready by Thursday. They're going to have to take a look at him today and make some further determinations over the next 24 hours or so. Also, Wade Miley expected to throw a sim game on Wednesday at Citi Field as he continues to work himself back. And as has already been announced, he'll start the year on the injured list, but hopefully can be back at some point early in April to join the Brewers' rotation. Drive Around the League, it is presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Bunch of games around the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League today. A lot of exhibition games as well on the schedule. We'll give you those as the game goes along with the play-by-players, Jeff Levering.
All right, thanks so much, Lane. Reminder, this copyright broadcast presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. Accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That, as always, is brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Colin Ray always out of the stretch. First pitch of the game to Jake Cave right down the middle for strike one. 110 right on the nose. 64 degrees in Phoenix. 49 degrees back home. The 0-1 is a strike with a cutter, and it's 0-2. Today's first pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbliss. Premium cocktails in a can. Get every pitch at American Family Field and find Carbliss right inside the stadium. Carbliss, this is more. 0-2 to Cave is slashed foul down the left field line. Look out. Stays 0-2. Cave just acquired by Colorado from Philadelphia, who's having a nice spring with the Phillies. Rockies went out and got him. Hits from the left side of the plate. Colin Ray, final tune-up before the regular season. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. First strikeout of the ball game belongs to Colin Ray. Another ortho ASAP strikeout. And now it's Nolan Jones. Colin Ray, it was announced, would be the game number 3 starter. Sunday's contest in New York. Go up against Trevor McGill's brother, Tyler McGill. Game 2 still to be determined as Nolan Jones takes up and out for ball 1. One more game tomorrow for the Brewers, but a lot of minor leaguers in that one. Aaron Ashby will start for Milwaukee. Begin the season in AAA as Jones takes a cutter outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Workout on Wednesday in New York. And then supposed to do it for real on Thursday. 2-0 on Nolan Jones, a 2020 guy last year for the Rockies. Hits it foul just to our left. 2 balls and a strike on Nolan Jones. 20 homers, 20 stolen bases. Hit nearly 300 for today's left fielder for Colorado. 2-1 pitch. Is a strike on the inside corner. It's 2-2. Fastball at 93. Opening day matchups. Freddy Peralta against Jose Quintana. 2-2 pitch. Jones hits another one foul down the left field line. TBD for the Brewers on Saturday for game 2. There is a Friday off day just in case there's bad weather on Thursday. And looking at the extended forecast, the weather does not look very promising for Thursday. But you never know. That cell could get out of there quickly and you could be playing on Thursday. 2-2 on Nolan Jones. Ray at the belt, lifts the leg and comes home. Ground ball on a couple of hops out to second base. Joey Ortiz has it, throws him out. 4-3 on the putout, 2 up and 2 down. Looking at the up-to-date weather report for Thursday, 88% chance of rain. It's what it says, but again, you're a few days away and that could change. Friday looks dry, as does Saturday and Sunday. Lowry's Montero gets jammed on a ground ball to short. One hop to Willie Adames. Throws a bit low. Hoskins picks it up, and the inning is over. Nothing doing for Colorado, and a spotless top of the first for Colin Ray. Sal Frelick set to lead it off for the Brewers in the bottom of the first inning. First crack at Dakota Hudson when we return on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
So you need a new roof. but you don't know where to start? You're thinking, a roof is just a roof, right? Wrong. I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Liberty Roofing, and I want to tell you what makes us different from all the other roofers. We are Wisconsin's oldest roofing company, having been in business since 1934. We aren't like other roofing companies who are here today, gone tomorrow. We stand behind our work. The products we use are of the highest quality. We are one of Owens Corning's elite platinum preferred contractors and have maintained that status for over 14 years. We even offer a 50-year non-prorated, fully transferable warranty. But what makes us really stand out is the quality of our workmanship. We hire only the best in their craft, and we hire around our core values. We are hardworking, we care for people, we do what's right, and we're flexible. So if you value your home and expect quality, give us a call at 920 Roofing or go to 920roofing.com.
People you know, call 920 Roofing.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
One of them got a push from the wind. Everything else would have been gone anywhere. This one popped up third base side. Drifting into foul ground, and now just one step into fair territory was Julio Carreras to make the catch. One up, one down. Here's William Contreras. First inning brought to you by Quick Trip's freshly handmade, well, made hand-breaded fried chicken. That's what it is. Freshly made hand-breaded chicken. It's not handmade chicken. That would be a little difficult. This one grounded to third. Backhanded stab by Carreras. Gets up, fires to first in time. Two up, two down. How about we do a reset, re-rack? First inning is brought to you by Quick Trip's freshly made hand-breaded fried chicken. Tenders, wings, bone-in, perfect for your next tailgate. Quick Trip, proud partner of Brewers baseball. Nailed it. That second golfer is always better than the first one. Second reader, way better than the first. Yelich at the plate takes outside for ball one. Couple of hits yesterday for Christian Yelich, hitting a cool 333 in camp. 1-0 pitch from Hudson. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a changeup. One ball, one strike on Yelich. Hudson's 1-1. Swing and a miss again. Went off speed, that time a slider. Gets ahead, a ball and two strikes. The law firm of Jones, Jones, and Cave. That's the outfield left to right for Colorado. 1-2 pitch is low with a curveball. Two balls, two strikes. Carreras, Trejo, Amador, Tolia, third to first on the infield, and the veteran Jacob Stallings is the catcher. 2-2 on Yelich. No score in the first. Pitch is fouled back just to our left and into the visiting general manager's suite. If there's anybody in there, they're awake now. If nobody's in there, just a souvenir for somebody to find. 2-2 on Yelich. Hudson again out of the windup, and the pitch is low. Three balls and two strikes. Easter egg hunt in the far booth. Less than a week away for Easter, too. It's on Sunday. Brewers heading home on Easter Sunday. 3-2 pitch. Yelich swings and misses at a slider, and the inning is over. Brewers go in order. Strikeout for Hudson. We head to the second inning. Nothing on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on snacks.
10 to 15 ounce Craven pretzels, $1.69 a bag. Or 8 ounce Craven chips, just $1.99 a bag.
My Carumba hot prices on snacks.
Pretzels $1.69 or chips $1.99.
Hey, these taste just like the national brands, but they're half the price.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned. It's Woodmans.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Get ready to collect new Brewers swag at this season's giveaway games. It starts with a new Giannis Antetokounmpo Brewers basketball jersey on April 6th, a City Connect tumbler on April 27th, and a belt bag on May 12th. Get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Sunny skies in Phoenix. Temperatures in the mid-60s. Very pleasant day for baseball. Wind very calm today. It was blowing out pretty aggressively yesterday for the Brewers' victory. As the delivery is a swing and a fly ball at the center. Moving over, Carlos Rodriguez. He makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the second. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Jacob Stallings, 2 years in Miami after a long tenure in Pittsburgh. Be the backup to Elias Diaz in Colorado. Stallings in the left, maybe off the end of hair. Yelich battling the sun, dropped it. Had a bead on it, and at the last moment, that sun really was giving Yelich fits, and he could not hang on. So it'll be a double for Jacob Stallings. Anywhere else, that's a routine fly ball to left, but in Arizona especially, for left fielders, it is an adventure to say the least. If you can play left field in Arizona in spring training, especially in this ballpark, you can play left field anywhere. Not an easy play. Goes down as a double for Jacob Stallings. Alan Trejo, shortstop today for Colorado, takes a strike.
What do you want to bet that Yelich mumbled something under his breath about being ready to break camp?
Ready for New York.
Ready to not deal with this sun anymore.
Carlos Rodriguez out in center field going, hey, man, I'm here. I'm still going to be here. There's a strike. It's 0-2. Rodriguez might be in the game tomorrow in Scottsdale against these Rockies. Some ticketed for Nashville. Others ticketed for New York. The other minor league stops will continue in Arizona. That pitch just missed. 1-2. Their season will not begin until the following weekend of the full season affiliates. Wisconsin, Carolina, Biloxi. And second week of April is when they open up. 1-2 to Trejo. Hit foul off the end of the bat. I think everybody's ready to break camp. For some folks, they were ready to break camp a week ago. And pitchers still getting their work in. Final tune-up for Colin Reyes. Looks sharp. The 1-2 rolled to third base. Frelick charges, gets the second hop, throws high to first. It's off the sidewall. It's on its way out into shallow right field where Joey Ortiz picks it up. Sal Frelick uncorks a wild throw to allow runners to get to second and third. The runner at second base had to hold because that play was in front of him. For Sal Frelick, he picks up the error. Just his first error in camp. Fielded the ball flawlessly. But that throw wide of the mark, and even with the big man Reese Hoskins over at first base, throw still too tall for him. Adael Amador is the hitter. Switch hitter hitting from the left side, takes a strike. It's 0-1. So a fly ball that should have been caught in left that fell for a double. Now an E5. And Colin Reyes should be out of this inning. The pitch inside, and Contreras keeps it in front of him. One ball and two strikes. Amador just 20 years old. Dozen homers last year in the low minors. 1-1 pitch outside. Two balls and a strike. Right-handed hitting Julio Carreras in the on-deck area for Colorado. Corners up, 2-1, liner, snared by Hoskins, gets up, steps on first base, and that is a sensational play by Reese Hoskins. No time to even think about it, just react, throw the glove out there, and see what happens, and the baseball found it. No advance from Stallings at third base. The runner at second was about halfway towards third. Hoskins thought for a moment to unleash a throw behind the runner and thought better of it, just put it in his back pocket. That's a whale of a play from Reese Hoskins. Three unassisted on the smash. And now it's Carreras with two outs and the infielder's back. Popped up foul. And it's 0-1. And talking about the season opener against the New York Mets, that is on Thursday. But the Brewers' home opener, it's almost here. That's a week from tomorrow. April 2nd, Brewers and Twins. Carreras, a ground ball to second base. Ortiz picks and throws for the final out. Go to Brewers.com, get your tickets. The student special ticket offer, kids and seniors ticket offer, and grab an opening day bundle. Brewers.com/tickets. Make sure you join us for the Brewers home opener. Colin Reyes into and out of trouble. No issues, though. No runs across. Bottom of the second next. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Did they have hot dogs back when you played, Bob?
Hey, sure. Me and my pal Frank Furter grilled the first ones in Old Borchard Field.
You did not.
Actually, a lot of people say H.M. Stevens sold the first ones at the Polo Grounds back in 1902.
Really?
Oh, yeah. People called them Dachshund sausages because of the shape. The vendors shortened it to hot dog.
You are a wealth of knowledge.
Hey, buddy, I read a lot when I wasn't playing, and that took up a lot of time. And if you want the best hot dogs, just look for Usinger's. They're America's finest.
Usinger's in baseball.
Hey, that's my line, T.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams.
Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
First pitch of the bottom of the second inning to Reese Hoskins splits the plate with a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Hoskins made that nice lunging play to take a couple of runs off the board for Colorado in the top half of the inning. Dakota Hudson winds and deals on 0-1. Hit foul and out of play. Nothing and two on Reese Hoskins. He homered yesterday, his third of the spring. Willie Adames on deck, and then Gary Sanchez, who caught all nine innings yesterday. 0-2. High fly ball, center field. Back Jones, and gone! Reese Hoskins, with two strikes on him, goes deep. His second in as many days. Home run number four for Big Reese. Brewers up 1-0. Every Brewers home run during the regular season. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Speaking of homers, Willie Adames now. And he takes outside. One ball, no strikes. Three home runs for Willie Adames yesterday. According to StatCast, which goes back to 2006 in spring training. Broken back ground ball hit the third. It eats up the third baseman. It's going to be first base for Willie Adames. And more likely an E5. Mike Vassallo simulating fly fishing to our left, trying to give him a base hit. Andrew Grumman, I side with him. That's an E5. Mike trying to say it was a bad hop. I'd say he played it into a bad hop. Gary Sanchez is the hitter. Good to have Mike back working today. This is inside. Mike spent the better part of yesterday preparing for God Bless America in the seventh inning, which he performed at a very high level. He did a very nice job yesterday, but his work to preparation ratio was very low. Preparation high, work very low.
Where was the preparation happening at?
In his head, mentally. So mental prep while sitting in the seats with his family.
Okay.
1-1 on Gary Sanchez. He lost a bet to Pat Murphy in the pennants. Sanchez takes inside. Two balls, one strike was to sing God Bless America. And I tell you, Murph picked a good time to have Mike sing because it was the largest crowd of spring training for the Brewers at home. Nearly 9,000 at the ballpark. And he did a fine job. 2-1 is a strike on the inside corner with a sinker. Had a little lean back going, as most crooners do. The lounge lizards that they are. He did well. All he needed was a piano, and he'd been right in there. 2-2. Check swing and a breaking ball didn't go. Three balls and two strikes.
I will say I was legitimately very impressed.
You've heard him sing before.
Yeah, I knew he could sing a little, but I thought that was even a step above what I've heard on the bus.
3-2, runner goes, fouled away by Sanchez. Now, I have heard Mike croon before in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Post game at a day game, some of the staff members went out and had a slice of pizza. And there was a gentleman with a speaker system that was walking through the square in Pittsburgh. And Mike grabbed the microphone and started singing at the request of some of the staff members. Runner goes again. Ground ball towards short. Trejo's got it. He's got one play. It's the first. And he gets Gary Sanchez, 6-3. The second base goes Willie Adames. Now, Mike did great. I'm glad he went and did it. He's always talked about doing the national anthem. He has sung the anthem one time However, it was a video of him doing the anthem during the 2020 season, not a live performance. Still waiting for the live performance, but at least he did God Bless America. Not ready to unseat Bob Kozlowski at home. Not by any stretch.
Nobody gets to do that.
Mm-mm. That is Bob's job until he decides he doesn't want to do it anymore. It's Bob Kozlowski. Jackson Churio at the plate took outside for ball one. 1-0 Brewers in the second. Churio takes inside, kicks away from Stallings briefly. Not enough to get Adames an extra base. Tuno on Churio. Hitting a cool 328 in the spring. Still is yet to homer. He's driven in three. He's got a duck on the pond with only one out. 2-0. Is outside. Three balls, no strikes. Speaking of being back home, you know what makes me feel like home? Some Usinger's brats. Hot off the grill, just grab it, and you could dip it into some Pine River cold pack cheese spread. Forget the bun. Just dip it right in. 3-0, Churio hacking away. Came up empty. 3-1. After you finish your Usinger brat and some of that delicious cheese spread, cool off with some Cedar Crest frozen custard. Ice cream, custard. They've got everything you need. And it is all fantastic. Ground ball towards the middle. That's a base hit for Churio. Willie Adames streaking home. He'll score. It's 2-0 Brewers. RBI single for Jackson Churio. Joey Ortiz informed earlier that he has made the opening day roster for the Brewers. A lot of those decisions are going on as we speak. Handful of Brewers have been notified that they have made the team and will go to New York, including Ortiz, who takes a strike, and it's 0-1. One of the big bullpen questions, Brian Hudson has been informed that he has made the team. Pitched very well yesterday against Arizona, a couple of scoreless innings. Throw to first, and Churio back with a dive. Multiple inning arms is going to be critical for the Brewers for the first week when Wade Miley is still yet to get himself ready to go. He'll begin the season on the injured list. Shoulder, groin issues, but mostly the shoulder and trying to get himself back. Throw to first again. Churio back with a dive. Closer play. So having guys that can give you multiple innings, 2-3 innings, will be critical for the Brewers moving forward.
I bet you won't do it again.
Two disengagements for Hudson. There goes Churio. Ortiz swings and misses. Throw to second is wide. And Churio steals the bag. Third steal for Churio. Every Brewer's stolen base in the regular season. Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans, one name you trust. Well, wipe that out as the home plate umpire has called out Joey Ortiz for interference. Jacob Stallings made some contact with Ortiz, even though Ortiz was in the batter's box. Jackson Churio sent back to first base, and Ortiz called out for interference. Pat Murphy is out to have a word with Tom Hanahan, and Ortiz is entitled to the batter's box. Stallings' throw is on the shortstop side of second base, so that's an out. And second out of the inning. Unfortunate there for the Brewers because Churio had that bag swiped with ease. So Ortiz is out. Carlos Rodriguez, number 9 hitter, hits one foul left side. Rodriguez, handful of at-bats in big league camp. Left-handed hitter, left-handed thrower. 23 years old out of Venezuela. Pitch to Rodriguez. He is high. Ball and a strike on today's center fielder for Milwaukee. Two runs in, one on the homer by Hoskins, the other on the RBI single by Churio. See if he tries to go again. Does not. 1-1 pitch is up and out. Two balls, one strike. Brewers have stolen a ton of bases this spring. They have been ultra aggressive on the base paths, a trend that will continue through the course of the year. 2-1, Hudson looks and throws to first, not in time. A couple of fans behind home plate less than pleased with the amount of tosses over to first base from Dakota Hudson. Imagine if there was no minimum. I've looked over there a number of times. Rodriguez flips one to shallow left, down for a base hit. Another knock for the Brewers. It's their third of the inning. Turns the lineup over to Sal Frelick. Sal popped out to the third baseman in foul territory to open up the Brewers' offense. Calling all Wisconsin residents. Brewers Five County Fridays are now Wisconsin First Fridays, which means half-price Brewers tickets for all Wisconsin residents the first Friday home game of each month. Get your tickets by going to brewers.com/WisconsinFridays. Frelick hits it foul on a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Not limited to the five counties. Anywhere north, west, south. If you're on a houseboat west, good luck to you. C gets a little angry. But all counties, all zip codes, Wisconsin residents, all welcome. Ground ball towards the middle. Backhand play by the second baseman. It's made on a flip to the shortstop. Covering the bag, Amador makes the play. Inning is over. Brewers get a couple of runs on three hits. There was an error and two left on base. Third inning on the way in Phoenix. 2-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service and the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
With the professional interior detailing.
Brewers with a 2-0 lead. Colin Ray throwing a gem thus far, and here's Lane with the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Greg Jones leads off for Colorado. First pitch from Ray, misses outside, and it's 1-0. Jones' first trip to the plate. He's the nine hitter for Colorado. Spent last year between AA and AAA in the Rays organization. 1-0 pitch. This is fouled out of play down the left field line, and it's 1-1. Hit 244 a season ago in the minors with 10 home runs and 35 driven in. Has seen a lot of action this spring. In camp with the Rockies, and he takes a strike, and it's 1-2.
Let's go, give him the heater!
Ray's 1-2 pitch is a bouncer foul up the first baseline. We'll do it again at a ball and two strikes. A beautiful day for baseball here today in Phoenix. We will not be able to say that with as much consistency moving forward. That is the one thing that you hate to leave behind when you leave Arizona. 1-2 pitch. Line fouling out of play down the third baseline. Stays at 1-2. The Groundhog Day, but in a good way. Consistent weather. Be checking the radar. Be checking the extended forecast. A lot more from this point moving forward, but not at home. Ground ball foul into the Brewers' dugout. Stays at 1-2 on Jones. He'll go for a little walk and use his timeout. Still check the weather, but it doesn't impact the game. That's the good part. Ray looks in. 1-2. Missed a little bit high with a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Jones, then Cave, and then Nolan Jones. Scheduled to hit for Colorado here in the third. 2-2 pitch. Missed way outside. And the count is now full. Three balls and two strikes. Ray got into a little bit of trouble in that second inning, but worked around it. Had some tough defense behind him. Also a great play defensively. Swing and a miss. Jones strikes out. Ortho ASAP strikeout for the first out here in the third inning. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Second strikeout recorded by Colin Ray this afternoon. One away for Jake Cave, who was that other strikeout. First batter of this game. And he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Jake Cave is a great example of something we've talked about a lot over the years in spring training. We've talked a lot about it in the last week or so. 0-1, that just missed outside. And it's one ball and one strike. And that is how we look at these players, and you're envious. They're world-class athletes. They get paid to do a great job, and they get paid well in most cases. Pitch missed outside, two balls and one strike. But there is a lot about this lifestyle that is challenging that probably goes unreported in many ways or underreported. Raised 2-1 to Cave. This is hit pretty well out to left. Yelich breaking back into his left, fighting the sun again. This time he finds it. A few steps in front of the warning track to make the catch for out number two, and that'll bring Nolan Jones to the plate. The point being, Jake Cave traded yesterday. He goes all the way through camp in the Grapefruit League with the Phillies, having a good spring training, and gets traded. This is at the point where he's probably starting to get a lot of housing lined up, making plans with family, everything else. And in one moment, as the pitch to Nolan Jones, a breaking ball in there for a strike, it's 0-1. His life gets flipped upside down. He's got to figure everything else out that he was already working on, getting ready for his season. Jones, a fly ball out to center. Rodriguez broke in initially. Now he trots back and right onto the edge of the warning track to make the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Colin Ray in the top of the third. We go to the bottom of three, 2-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
It's apple sipping season at A&W, the perfect time to enjoy one of our new apple pie shakes. Each sip feels like fall in a mug. A delicious combination of apples, spices, and vanilla soft serve. Come on in and get to sipping, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Town Bank.
Nothing.
Brewers out in front of the Rockies as we move to the bottom of the third inning. Dakota Hudson still out there on the mound for the Rockies. First pitch to William Contreras is a swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. A reminder from Schneider's professional truck drivers. Distracted driving puts everyone at risk. Stay focused and drive safe. 0-1 pitch to Contreras is down and away. It's one ball and one strike. William grounded out to third back in the first. 0-1 this afternoon. Hudson looking in to his catcher, Stallings. And out of the windup, the 1-1. Bouncer behind the bag at third. Backhanded nicely by Carreras. Throws a cross in time to retire Contreras. That is a really nice play made by the 24-year-old at the hot corner for the Rockies this afternoon. One away for Christian Yelich. Yelich, a strikeout victim back in the first in a lengthy battle against Hudson. First offering to Christian is a little bit high. It's 1-0. Hudson into the windup and the 1-0 pitch. And Christian a swing and a miss at the breaking ball. It's 1-1. At top of the third, by the way, a 1-2-3 flawless inning. And that's brought to you by Carbless Premium Cocktails in a Can. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. 1-1. Checked his swing on a changeup down and away. It's two balls and one strike. Stock up for your next tailgate or grab a pack of Carbless at your local grocer. Or find cans at American Family Field. Carbless, this is more. Up and away, and it's three balls and a strike on Yelich. Pat Murphy earlier today was talking a little bit about the lineup and how he really likes Christian Yelich in the three spot. 3-1, this is hit out to center, right in the tracks of Jones. Barely has to move, steps in and to his left a couple of steps to make the catch for the second out. Pitch was away from Yelich. He was able to extend and get the bat to it, but hit it off the end of the bat. And it traveled out to Jones for the second out. Now here's Rhys Hoskins, who homered back in the second inning. His fourth home run of the spring. Hudson's first offering to Hoskins is inside, 1-0. And Jeff, I think every year, as you get towards the end of camp, the hope is to see your regulars, your core players, be in a good place as they enter the regular season. Ground ball back up the middle and into center field for a base hit for Hoskins, and he's 2-for-2 today. That's always the hope. Results in the last week of camp don't necessarily mean it's going to carry over to the regular season, but everybody wants to feel good and like things are going their way when the games start to count. I cannot recall in my 9 years a time where the Brewers had more of their core members of their lineup swinging it like they are at the very end of camp. Here's Willy Adames. First pitch to Willy, misses inside, 1-0.
I mean, they've had a lot of turnover with their core guys over the last few years. But it's hard to get them all going at the same time. They're all on different time paths and where they are health-wise.
1-0, swung on and fouled off the end of the bat over by the on-deck circle. It's 1-1. Health-wise, also just game schedule. Some guys don't line up and play together a ton until maybe that last week of camp when they're playing back-to-back days more often. Just less guys in camp at that point. The 1-1 to Adames is down and away. It's 2-1.
You're only playing, for the most part, 5-6 innings. You might see some of the regulars go a little longer today because they won't have another game until Thursday.
2-1 pitch, and Adames, a one-hopper, gloved on a dive by Carreras. He gets up and throws to second to retire the runner Hoskins and to get out of the inning. Boy, Julio Carreras playing some really stellar defense over there at third base so far here today. Nothing doing for the Brewers in the third. We head to the fourth. It's 2-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive influence. Serve your community and help all of our kids stay in school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Two to zero. Brewers out in front of the Rockies. We go to the top of the fourth. Elauris Montero is the batter for Colorado. Takes a first pitch strike from Colin Ray. And it's 0-1. Montero's second at bat. He grounded out to short back in the first inning. Ray's pitch fills up the zone with a fastball at 91. It's 0-2. Ray has been a strike thrower so far today. He's worked ahead to a lot of these Rockies hitters. And the result has been a bunch of zeros on the scoreboard thus far. 0-2. Tried to get him to expand, and he didn't go out there on the off speed. It's one ball and two strikes. Montero, Tolia, and then Jacob Stallings scheduled to hit against Ray here in the fourth. One, two. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Breaking ball down and away. Montero, a strikeout victim. Ortho ASAP strikeout, the third of the day for Colin Ray. And there's one away for Michael Tolia. Hey, baseball fans, don't forget, George Webb predicts the Crew will win 12 games in a row this season. And when they do, we'll be celebrating. Learn more at georgewebb.com. First pitch to Tolia. Curveball missed low. It's 1-0. Brewers with a 2-0 lead. They've out-hit the Rockies 4-1. And the one hit for the Rockies was a sun double. There's a strike. And it's 1-1. Tolia, a big-time power. And he lines one out to the left center here. Diving is Rodriguez. He's lucky he's able to knock it down and keep it in front of him. And it'll hold Tolia to a long single. There was really no chance that Rodriguez was going to catch that ball. He went into a dive. And luckily, the glove bounced off the grass and ended up knocking the baseball down on a hop. And as a result, Tolia at first
with a one-out single. And that'll get Stallings to the plate, the 34-year-old veteran catcher. Jeff told you earlier, last couple of seasons with the Marlins. Pitch is high, throw to first, not in time. Totally able to sneak back in there as Contreras tried to backpick him over at first base. He is so good at that. And that is one that, at the very least, Pat Murphy would be holding up play on right now to see if they wanted a challenge. Probably got back in time, but it was close. 1-0.